English 900, Book 5, Tape 5A. Thinking about possible future activities. Listen. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go shopping. There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on the weather. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get a haircut. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to cut my hair too short. My son wants to be a policeman when he grows up. If I get my work finished in time, I'll leave for New York Monday. Suppose you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel? What would you say if I told you I couldn't go with you? If I buy that car, I'll have to borrow some money. If I went with you, I'd have to be back by 6 o'clock. One of these days, I'd like to take a vacation. As soon as I can, I'm going to change jobs. There's a chance he won't be able to be home for Christmas. We may be able to help you in some way. If you were to attend the banquet, what would you wear? Intonation. Listen and repeat. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go shopping. There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on the weather. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get a haircut. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to cut my hair too short. My son wants to be a policeman when he grows up. If I get my work finished in time, I'll leave for New York Monday. Suppose you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel? What would you say if I told you I couldn't go with you? If I buy that car, I'll have to borrow some money. If I went with you, I'd have to be back by 6 o'clock. One of these days, I'd like to take a vacation. As soon as I can, I'm going to change jobs. There's a chance he won't be able to be home for Christmas. We may be able to help you in some way. If you were to attend the banquet, what would you wear? Verb study. Listen. 1. Depend on. It all depends on the weather.
You can depend on me to help you.
He's depending on me to show him the house this afternoon. 2. Remember. I hope I remember to go to the barber shop.
I remembered it just in time.
Does he remember where we put the book?
He remembers my name, but he doesn't really know me.
3. Cut. I hope the barber doesn't cut my hair too short.
The barber cut my hair too short the last time.
My brother likes the way the barber cuts his hair. 4. Suppose. Assume. Supposing the weather was bad, where would you go?
Suppose you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
He assumed I wasn't going on the trip.
He's assuming he can make monthly payments on his new car.
5. Borrow. If I buy that car, I'll have to borrow some money.
She often borrows money from her brother.
I've borrowed money from you several times, haven't I?
I'm borrowing this book for a few days, if you don't mind.
6. Change jobs. As soon as I can, I'm going to change jobs.
He changes jobs every 2 or 3 months.
Mr. Green changed jobs a month ago. 7. Attend. If you were to attend the banquet, what would you wear?
He always attends the weekly meetings.
I've attended most of the meetings.
Why don't you plan to attend the banquet with me?
Book 5, Tape 5B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go shopping.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll run some errands.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go to the market.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll attend the club meeting.
Now, repeat. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go shopping.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll run some errands.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll go to the market.
If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I think I'll attend the club meeting.
Two. Listen. There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on the weather.
There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on how we feel.
There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on how much it'll cost. Now, repeat. There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on the weather.
There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on how we feel.
There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on how much it'll cost. Three. Listen. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get a haircut. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll go to the barber shop. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll go get my hair cut.
If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll shampoo my hair. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll go to the beauty parlor. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get my hair set.
Now, repeat. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get a haircut. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll go to the barber shop. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll go get my hair cut.
If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll shampoo my hair. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll go to the beauty parlor. If I have time tomorrow, I think I'll get my hair set.
Four. Listen. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to cut my hair too short. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to give me a short haircut. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to put tonic on my hair. Now, repeat. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to cut my hair too short. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to give me a short haircut. I hope I remember to ask the barber not to put tonic on my hair. Five. Listen. My son wants to be a policeman when he grows up.
My son wants to be an electronic engineer when he grows up.
My son wants to be an astronaut when he grows up.
My son wants to be a physicist when he grows up.
My son wants to be a highway engineer when he grows up.
My son wants to be an architect when he grows up.
Now, repeat. My son wants to be a policeman when he grows up.
My son wants to be an electronic engineer when he grows up.
My son wants to be an astronaut when he grows up.
My son wants to be a physicist when he grows up.
My son wants to be a highway engineer when he grows up.
My son wants to be an architect when he grows up.
Six. Listen. If I get my work finished in time, I'll leave for New York Monday.
If I get my work finished in time, I'll be off for New York Monday.
If I get my work finished in time, I'll depart for New York Monday.
If I get my work finished in time, I'll head for New York Monday.
Now, repeat. If I get my work finished in time, I'll leave for New York Monday.
If I get my work finished in time, I'll be off for New York Monday.
If I get my work finished in time, I'll depart for New York Monday.
If I get my work finished in time, I'll head for New York Monday.
Seven. Listen. Suppose you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Supposing you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Let's say you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Assuming you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Now, repeat. Suppose you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Supposing you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Let's say you couldn't go on the trip. How would you feel?
Assuming you couldn't go on the trip, how would you feel?
Eight. Listen. What would you say if I told you I couldn't go with you?
How would you react if I told you I couldn't go with you?
What would be your reaction if I told you I couldn't go with you?
How would you feel if I told you I couldn't go with you?
Now, repeat. What would you say if I told you I couldn't go with you?
How would you react if I told you I couldn't go with you?
What would be your reaction if I told you I couldn't go with you?
How would you feel if I told you I couldn't go with you?
Nine. Listen. If I buy that car, I'll have to borrow some money.
If I buy that car, I'll have to pay for it over 36 months.
If I buy that car, I'll have to make monthly payments.
If I buy that car, I'll have to use all my savings.
If I buy that car, I'll have to get somebody to lend me money. Now, repeat. If I buy that car, I'll have to borrow some money.
If I buy that car, I'll have to pay for it over 36 months.
If I buy that car, I'll have to make monthly payments.
If I buy that car, I'll have to use all my savings.
If I buy that car, I'll have to get somebody to lend me money. Ten. Listen. If I went with you, I'd have to be back by 6 o'clock.
If I went with you, I'd have to get my father's permission.
If I went with you, I'd have to take an overnight bag. Now, repeat. If I went with you, I'd have to be back by 6 o'clock.
If I went with you, I'd have to get my father's permission.
If I went with you, I'd have to take an overnight bag. Eleven. Listen. One of these days, I'd like to take a vacation.
One of these days, I'd like to take a trip around the world.
One of these days, I'd like to go off on a vacation.
One of these days, I'd like to trade my old car in.
One of these days, I'd like to get rid of my old car. Now, repeat. One of these days, I'd like to take a vacation.
One of these days, I'd like to take a trip around the world.
One of these days, I'd like to go off on a vacation.
One of these days, I'd like to trade my old car in.
One of these days, I'd like to get rid of my old car. Twelve. Listen. As soon as I can, I'm going to change jobs.
As soon as I am able to, I'm going to change jobs.
As soon as I have an opportunity, I'm going to change jobs.
As soon as I find it possible, I'm going to change jobs.
Now, repeat. As soon as I can, I'm going to change jobs.
As soon as I am able to, I'm going to change jobs.
As soon as I have an opportunity, I'm going to change jobs.
As soon as I find it possible, I'm going to change jobs.
Thirteen. Listen. There's a chance he won't be able to be home for Christmas.
There's a chance he won't be able to get any time off for the holidays.
There's a chance he won't be able to get leave in December.
There's a chance he won't be able to make it home at Christmas time.
Now, repeat. There's a chance he won't be able to be home for Christmas.
There's a chance he won't be able to get any time off for the holidays.
There's a chance he won't be able to get leave in December.
There's a chance he won't be able to make it home at Christmas time.
Fourteen. Listen, we may be able to help you in some way.
We may be able to assist you in some way.
We may be able to aid you in some way.
We may be able to help you out in some way.
Now, repeat. We may be able to help you in some way.
We may be able to assist you in some way.
We may be able to aid you in some way.
We may be able to help you out in some way.
Fifteen. Listen. If you were to attend the banquet, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the formal dance, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the reception, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the ceremony, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the wedding, what would you wear? Now, repeat. If you were to attend the banquet, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the formal dance, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the reception, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the ceremony, what would you wear?
If you were to attend the wedding, what would you wear?
This is the end of Take 5B, Book 5, English 900.
English 900,
Book 5, Tape 5C, Conversation, Thinking About Possible Future Activities. Dialogue 1.
Listen. Would you like to go to the movies with me tonight, Jean?
Thanks, Dave. I'd like to go very much, but there's a possibility I'll have to work at the library.
How soon will you know?
I should know this afternoon. Why don't you call me up later?
All right. If you finish your work early, perhaps we can still go somewhere tonight.
Fine. Suppose I don't get finished in time. Would you be able to go tomorrow night?
Sure, I can go tomorrow night, too. Now, repeat. Would you like to go to the movies with me tonight, Jean?
Thanks, Dave. I'd like to go very much, but there's a possibility I'll have to work at the library.
How soon will you know?
I should know this afternoon. Why don't you call me up later?
All right. If you finish your work early, perhaps we can still go somewhere tonight.
Fine. Suppose I don't get finished in time. Would you be able to go tomorrow night?
Sure, I can go tomorrow night, too. Now, you say Jean's part. Would you like to go to the movies with me tonight, Jean? How soon will you know? All right. If you finish your work early, perhaps we can still go somewhere tonight. Sure, I can go tomorrow night, too. Now, you say Dave's part.
Thanks, Dave. I'd like to go very much, but there's a possibility I'll have to work at the library. I should know this afternoon. Why don't you call me up later? Fine. Suppose I don't get finished in time. Would you be able to go tomorrow night?
Dialogue 2. Listen. Will you be going home for Christmas this year, Nancy?
I want to go, but I don't know if I'll have enough money by then.
You live in Portland, Oregon, don't you?
That's right. And the plane fare is very expensive.
Why don't you go by train? It would be cheaper than the plane.
Yes, but I don't care for trains very much.
How about the bus? That's not very expensive either.
I'm never comfortable on a bus, and it takes such a long time.
Well, you can do one of two things then. Either start saving your money for the plane fare, or start walking now. Now, repeat. Will you be going home for Christmas this year, Nancy?
I want to go, but I don't know if I'll have enough money by then.
You live in Portland, Oregon, don't you?
That's right, and the plane fare is very expensive.
Why don't you go by train? It would be cheaper than the plane.
Yes, but I don't care for trains very much.
How about the bus? That's not very expensive either.
I'm never comfortable on a bus, and it takes such a long time.
Well, you can do one of two things then. Either start saving your money for the plane fare, or start walking now. Now, you say Nancy's part. Will you be going home for Christmas this year, Nancy? You live in Portland, Oregon, don't you? Why don't you go by train? It would be cheaper than the plane. How about the bus? That's not very expensive either. Well, you can do one of two things then. Either start saving your money for the plane fare, or start walking now. Now,
you say Chuck's part.
I want to go, but I don't know if I'll have enough money by then. That's right. And the plane fare is very expensive. Yes, but I don't care for trains very much. I'm never comfortable on a bus, and it takes such a long time. Participation drills. Drill one. Listen and repeat. What do you plan to do this afternoon? If it doesn't rain, I think I'll go shopping. What do you plan to do in the morning? If it doesn't rain, I think I'll get a haircut. What do you plan to do tonight? If it doesn't rain, I think I'll go for a walk. What do you plan to do at 2 o'clock? If it doesn't rain, I think I'll play tennis. What do you plan to do after we eat? If it doesn't rain, I think I'll run some errands. Drill 2. Listen and repeat. Do you think you'll go shopping? There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on the weather. Do you think you'll go to San Francisco? There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on how much it'll cost. Do you think you'll go to the meeting? There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on how I feel. Do you think you'll go to the bank? There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on what my wife says. Do you think you'll go to the dance? There's a possibility we'll go, but it all depends on whether I'm asked. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. Tomorrow. I think I'll attend a club meeting tomorrow. Last night. Did you wear formal clothes to the banquet last night? Every year. Does he come home for Christmas every year? One of these days. I think I'll change jobs one of these days. Someday. We're going to take a trip around the world someday. Every month. I have to borrow some money every month. In the near future. An astronaut will go to the moon in the near future. The day before yesterday. I went to the beauty parlor to get my hair set the day before yesterday. Every year. I take a vacation every year. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. Highway engineers built this road last year. An architect will design my house next year. I go shopping every Saturday.
English 900. Book 5. Tape 6A. Talking about past possibilities. Listen.
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to study?
I would have gone on a picnic if it hadn't rained.
If you had gotten up earlier, you would have had time for breakfast.
If I had had time, I would have called you.
Would he have seen you if you hadn't waved to him?
If he had only had enough money,
he would have bought that house.
I wish you had called me back the next day as I'd asked you to. If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you wouldn't have broken your leg. If I had known you wanted to go, I would have called you. Had I known you didn't have a key, I wouldn't have locked the door. She would have gone with me, but she didn't have time. If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gotten lost. Even if we could have taken a vacation, we might not have wanted to. Everything would have been all right if you hadn't said that. Looking back on it, I wish we hadn't given in so easily. Now,
repeat.
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to study? I would have gone on a picnic if it hadn't rained. If you had gotten up
earlier,
you would have had time for breakfast. If I had had
time, I would have called you. Would he have seen you
if you hadn't waved to him?
If he had
only had enough money,
he would have bought
that house. I wish you had called me back the next day
as I had asked you to.
If you hadn't
slipped and fallen,
you wouldn't have broken your leg. If I had known you wanted
to go, I would have called you. Had I known you
didn't have a key, I wouldn't have locked the door.
She would have gone
with me, but she didn't have
time.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gotten lost.
Even if we
could have taken a vacation,
we might not have wanted
to.
Everything would have been all
right if you hadn't said
that.
Looking back on it,
I wish we hadn't given
in so easily. Intonation.
Listen.
And repeat.
What would you have done last night
if you hadn't had to study?
I would have gone
on a picnic if it hadn't rained.
If you had
gotten up earlier,
you would have had time
for breakfast.
If I had
had time, I would have
called you.
Would he have seen
you if you hadn't waved to him?
If he had
only had enough money,
he would have bought that
house.
I wish you had
called me back the next day
as I had asked you to.
If you hadn't
slipped and fallen,
you wouldn't have broken your
leg.
If I had known
you wanted to go, I would have
called you.
Had I known
you didn't have a key,
I wouldn't have locked
the door.
She would have
gone with me, but she
didn't have time.
If I had
asked for directions,
I wouldn't have gotten
lost.
Even if
we could have taken a
vacation, we might not
have wanted to.
Everything
would have been all right
if you hadn't said that.
Looking back
on it, I wish we
hadn't given in so
easily.
Verb study.
Listen.
1.
Wave.
Would he have
seen you if you hadn't
waved to him?
I waved goodbye to her at the airport.
Who is that man
over there? He's
waving to us.
My little daughter always waves to people when they wave to her.
Who are you waving to?
2.
Give in.
Looking back
on it, I wish we hadn't given in so easily.
Why don't you give in?
My son wanted to go to the party, and I finally gave in and said yes.
Did you finally give in and tell him he could go?
He usually gives in and takes me out to dinner when I want to go. 3. Had said, had known, had had to. If I had had time, I would have called you.
Had I had time, I would have called you.
Everything would have been all right if you hadn't said that.
If you had said you wanted to go, I would have waited for you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have gone by your house.
Had she known that I was going, she would have gone with me.
If you hadn't had to study, what would you have done last night?
If I had had to pay for the car, I would have had to borrow money.
4. Would have had, would have bought, would have broken. You would have had time for breakfast if you had gotten up earlier.
Wouldn't you have had time to study if you had gotten up at 6 a.m.?
He would have bought that house if he had only had enough money.
She wouldn't have bought that house even if she had had enough money.
If you hadn't fallen down, you wouldn't have broken your leg.
Would you have broken your arm if you hadn't slipped and fallen?
English 900. Book 5. Tape 6B. Substitution drills. 1. Listen. What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to study?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to work?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to stay home?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to wash your hair?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to do your laundry?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to go to the banquet?
Now, repeat.
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to study?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to work?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to stay home?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to wash your hair?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to do your laundry?
What would you have done last night if you hadn't had to go to the banquet?
Two. Listen. I would have gone on the picnic if it hadn't rained.
I would have gone on the picnic if I had known about it.
I would have gone on the picnic if there had been time to get ready.
I would have gone on the picnic if you had told me about it earlier.
I would have gone on the picnic if I had realized you were going. Now, repeat. I would have gone on the picnic if it hadn't rained.
I would have gone on the picnic if I had known about it.
I would have gone on the picnic if there had been time to get ready.
I would have gone on the picnic if you had told me about it earlier.
I would have gone on the picnic if I had realized you were going.
3. Listen. If you had gotten up earlier, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had not slept so late, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had set your alarm, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had awakened in time, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had hurried up, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had gotten dressed faster, you would have had time for breakfast.
Now, repeat. If you had gotten up earlier, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had not slept so late, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had set your alarm, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had awakened in time, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had hurried up, you would have had time for breakfast.
If you had gotten dressed faster, you would have had time for breakfast.
4. Listen. If I had had time, I would have called you.
If I had had time, I would have gone on the picnic.
If I had had time, I would have run some errands for you.
If I had had time, I would have seen all my old friends.
If I had had time, I would have visited all the museums.
Now, repeat. If I had had time, I would have called you.
If I had had time, I would have gone on the picnic.
If I had had time, I would have run some errands for you.
If I had had time, I would have seen all my old friends.
If I had had time, I would have visited all the museums. Five. Listen. Would he have seen you if you hadn't waved to him?
Would he have seen you if you hadn't chatted to him?
Would he have seen you if you hadn't introduced yourself to him? Now, repeat. Would he have seen you if you hadn't waved to him?
Would he have seen you if you hadn't chatted to him?
Would he have seen you if you hadn't introduced yourself to him? Six. Listen. If he had only had enough money, he would have bought that house.
If he had only had enough money, he would have made the trip.
If he had only had enough money, he would have paid cash for the car.
If he had only had enough money, he would have made a lump sum payment.
Now, repeat. If he had only had enough money, he would have bought that house.
If he had only had enough money, he would have made the trip.
If he had only had enough money, he would have paid cash for the car.
If he had only had enough money, he would have made a lump sum payment.
Seven. Listen. I wish you had called me back the next day as I had asked you to.
I wish you had stayed in bed the next day as I had asked you to.
I wish you had gone on the trip the next day as I had asked you to.
I wish you had finished your work the next day as I had asked you to.
Now, repeat. I wish you had called me back the next day as I had asked you to.
I wish you had stayed in bed the next day as I had asked you to.
I wish you had gone on the trip the next day as I had asked you to.
I wish you had finished your work the next day as I had asked you to.
Eight. Listen. If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you wouldn't have broken your leg.
If you hadn't slipped and fallen, there wouldn't be any broken bones.
If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you'd be all right now.
If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you wouldn't have sprained your ankle.
Now, repeat. If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you wouldn't have broken your leg.
If you hadn't slipped and fallen, there wouldn't be any broken bones.
If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you'd be all right now.
If you hadn't slipped and fallen, you wouldn't have sprained your ankle.
Nine. Listen. If I had known you wanted to go, I would have called you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have invited you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have included you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have asked you.
Now, repeat. If I had known you wanted to go, I would have called you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have invited you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have included you.
If I had known you wanted to go, I would have asked you.
Ten. Listen. Had I known you didn't have a key, I wouldn't have locked the door.
Had I known you didn't have time, I wouldn't have bothered you.
Had I known you didn't have any money, I wouldn't have married you.
Had I known you didn't have training, I wouldn't have hired you.
Had I known you didn't have money, I wouldn't have sold you the car. Now, repeat. Had I known you didn't have a key, I wouldn't have locked the door.
Had I known you didn't have time, I wouldn't have bothered you.
Had I known you didn't have any money, I wouldn't have married you.
Had I known you didn't have training, I wouldn't have hired you.
Had I known you didn't have money, I wouldn't have sold you the car. Listen. She would have gone with me, but she didn't have time.
She would have gone with me, except she didn't have time.
She would have gone with me, except for the fact that she didn't have time.
She would have gone with me if it hadn't been that she didn't have time.
Now, repeat. She would have gone with me, but she didn't have time.
She would have gone with me, except she didn't have time.
She would have gone with me, except for the fact that she didn't have time.
She would have gone with me if it hadn't been that she didn't have time.
Listen. If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gotten lost.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have lost my way.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have taken the wrong road.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gone the wrong way.
Now, repeat. If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gotten lost.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have lost my way.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have taken the wrong road.
If I had asked for directions, I wouldn't have gone the wrong way.
Listen. Even if we could have taken a vacation, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have gone on the picnic, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have bought a new car, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have enrolled in a class, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have attended the banquet, we might not have wanted to. Now, repeat. Even if we could have taken a vacation, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have gone on the picnic, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have bought a new car, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have enrolled in a class, we might not have wanted to.
Even if we could have attended the banquet, we might not have wanted to. Now, repeat these sentences. 14. Everything would have been all right if you hadn't said that.
Everything would have been agreeable if you hadn't said that.
Everything would have been acceptable if you hadn't said that.
Everything would have been settled if you hadn't said that.
Everything would have been resolved if you hadn't said that.
Everything would have been perfect if you hadn't said that.
Looking back on it, I wish we hadn't given in so easily.
Now that I think about it, I wish we hadn't given in so easily.
Looking at it now, I wish we hadn't given in so easily.
Come to think of it, I wish we hadn't given in so easily.
Thinking it over carefully, I wish we hadn't given in so easily. I took my vacation last winter. I went to Florida.
I wish I had taken my vacation last winter. I would have gone to Florida.
Seventeen. I can go with you on the picnic. We'll have a good time.
I wish I could go with you on the picnic. We would have a good time.
I wish I could have gone with you on the picnic. We would have had a good time. This is the end of Tape 6B, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 6C, Conversation. Talking about past possibilities. Listen.
Don't worry about it, Stanley. There's nothing we can do now.
I can't help it, Stella. If I'd been thinking, this wouldn't have happened.
We all make mistakes. I see no point in standing here talking about it.
If I hadn't gone on that trip, I wouldn't have forgotten about it.
It's not really your fault. I didn't remember either.
There's no excuse for it, Stella. I had known about it for several weeks.
Well, it's too late to do anything now.
If we had written it down on a calendar, we wouldn't have made this mistake.
We can do that next time, but it won't help us now. Let's go home.
I guess you're right. Next time I buy tickets for the theater, I'll be sure to look at the date. Then we'll go on the right day instead of a day late. Now, repeat.
Don't worry about it, Stanley. There's nothing we can do now.
I can't help it, Stella. If I'd been thinking, this wouldn't have happened.
We all make mistakes. I see no point in standing here talking about it.
If I hadn't gone on that trip, I wouldn't have forgotten about it.
It's not really your fault. I didn't remember either.
There's no excuse for it, Stella. I had known about it for several weeks.
Well, it's too late to do anything now.
If we had written it down on a calendar, we wouldn't have made this mistake.
We can do that next time, but it won't help us now. Let's go home.
I guess you're right. Next time I buy tickets for the theater, I'll be sure to look at the date. Then we'll go on the right day instead of a day late. Now, you say Stanley's part.
Don't worry about it, Stanley. There's nothing we can do now. We all make mistakes. I see no point in standing here talking about it. It's not really your fault. I didn't remember either. Well, it's too late to do anything now. We can do that next time, but it won't help us now. Let's go home.
Now, you say Stella's part. I can't help it, Stella. If I'd been thinking, this wouldn't have happened. If I hadn't gone on that trip, I wouldn't have forgotten about it. There's no excuse for it, Stella. I had known about it for several weeks. If we had written it down on a calendar, we wouldn't have made this mistake. I guess you're right. Next time I buy tickets for the theater, I'll be sure to look at the date. Then we'll go on the right day instead of a day late. Now, listen again.
Don't worry about it, Stanley. There's nothing we can do now.
I can't help it, Stella. If I'd been thinking, this wouldn't have happened.
We all make mistakes.
I see no point in standing here talking about it.
If I hadn't gone on that trip, I wouldn't have forgotten about it.
It's not really your fault. I didn't remember either.
There's no excuse for it, Stella. I had known about it for several weeks.
Well, it's too late to do anything now.
If we had written it down on a calendar, we wouldn't have made this mistake.
We can do that next time, but it won't help us now. Let's go home.
I guess you're right. Next time I buy tickets for the theater, I'll be sure to look at the date. Then we'll go on the right day instead of a day late.
Participation drills. Drill 1. Listen and repeat.
Why didn't you go to the museum?
How could I go? I had to study.
Why didn't you go on the picnic?
How could I go? It rained.
Why didn't you go to the store?
How could I go? I had no money.
Why didn't you go swimming?
How could I go? It was too cold.
Why didn't you go to the laundry?
How could I go? I didn't have time.
Why didn't you go to the movie last night?
How could I go? I was too sleepy.
Why didn't you go to the banquet?
How could I go? I wasn't invited.
Why didn't you go driving?
How could I go? There was too much traffic. Drill 2. Listen and repeat.
Wouldn't you have had time to study?
No, I wouldn't. I had to do my laundry.
Wouldn't you have had time to go to the movie?
No, I wouldn't. I had to wash my hair.
Wouldn't you have had time to make the trip?
No, I wouldn't. I had to visit my mother.
Wouldn't you have had time to go to the store?
No, I wouldn't. I had to go to the bank. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat.
Visited.
I heard that you had visited all the museums.
Go.
I believed you had gone on the trip.